25 past 11. Welcome back to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. On to the next segment of our program. We are looking at parenting and we are discussing problems that a parent faces. And we always look at the positives, but there are definitely challenges as well that we have to face and that we have to deal with, and we have to know what the challenges are and to be able to overcome those challenges. That is the entire trick, or that is the trick to being a good parent. And so we are looking at one of the or a couple of the challenges that parents are facing. The five of the hardest things parents face, how to handle the most challenging parenting issues. And we each one of us have a certain thing that we would deem the hardest thing that I face as a parent. And we each one have personally experienced something that was really tough for me as a parent, making sabr at that moment or controlling myself at that particular moment. The truth is, from the very beginning, whether you're a mother or the father, it's a balance of taking care of your kids. You let them grow up, let them learn from their own mistakes, and you love them, you protect them from pain and discomfort, but also you have to accept that your child or your teenager is going to experience natural consequences for his or her actions. And the hard part for the children, for us, is that these consequences almost always include some discomfort, some disappointment, some pain. And this is a reality that we have to face. Our children or us are going to experience discomfort, disappointment, pain, but it is part of the learning experience of becoming a human being, of becoming an adult, and it's a part of the life experiences. We cannot always be like what they call helicopter parents, shielding our children, hovering above them, making sure they don't ever experience any negative feelings once at all. Now, along with the good, the list of tough things we face as parents is very, very long. And we will realize from a very early stage in parenting, meaning when your kids are very young, that there are so many challenges that we never even considered when we were not yet parents, or we never even knew about before having children. And so there's five that are considered to be the most difficult, and that is what we want to discuss today, inshallah al-Aziz. Now, the first one is parent the child you have and not the child you wish you had. Now, let's look at the statement and let's analyze how this applies in my relationship with my child, with my son, with my daughter, and how that affects me and how true does it fit on my relationship. Parent the child you have and not the child you wish you had. We as parents, we try to parent our kids based on what we think they should be like and not upon who they really are. Now, it's tough, it's exhausting. If you have a child who's got attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, or a teen with OCD or ODD, and who's defiant, who's disrespectful, maybe you have a child who's very different from you. We need to try and see the child's side of things, and we need to look at that, look at life from the angle. But constantly doing that becomes a draining battle. And you might think that, hey, this is not what I signed up for as a parent. This is not what I wanted as a parent. And you start asking yourself questions that is this what motherhood is supposed to be like? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing the whole time as a mother? What we need to understand is that when you accept that your child is not who you thought he or she was going to be, then you can actually become, you can actually go into depression. A real grief can emerge, and you might have to give up on certain dreams that you had for your child's future because you realize that the child is just not going to take the path that you would hope that the child would take. Your child is interested in something completely different. And so that is a reality that you have to acknowledge and learn how to work with that. But you also have to understand that once you let go and once you accept who your child is, then there's a different kind of love that is going to develop between you and your child. You'll be able to see your child clearly for the person that your child is, not for the person that you want them to be. And once you accept who your child is, it's one of the most powerful, loving things that a parent can give to the child, and spaces for so many things. You are then able to develop and communicate reasonable expectations for appropriate behavior. The old style that you had, or the old problems you had of power struggle, that falls away. And it gives you then space in your life to nurture new aspects of your relationship with your child. And as an added bonus, when you accept your child for who he or she is, the child will then become more accepting of themselves. And that's the most important thing, that your child must recognize who they are and must be able to accept who they are personally. Well, it's just gone now 28 minutes to 12. You're listening to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. We're going to take a bit of a break. We'll come back. We are discussing 5 of the hardest things parents face and how to handle the most challenging parenting issues. And the first thing we discussed is that parent the child that you have, not the child that you wish you had. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. We are looking at 5 of the hardest things parents face and how to handle the most challenging parenting issues. That is the discussion that we are having. It's related to parenting, how we need to face the challenges in parenting, and identifying those challenges in the first place is the big difficulty. So the first thing we discussed was parent the child you have and not the child you wish you had. The second thing we are looking at, letting your child experience the pain and discomfort of natural consequences. Letting your child experience the pain and discomfort of natural consequences. When your child gets hurt for whatever reason, whatever the circumstances are, child fell down some stairs or fell down and busted his knee, or your child was playing with something sharp and got cut. It's traumatic. It's traumatic for the children, it's traumatic for the parents as well. But you realize something, you learn something out of that. It's not always possible for you to keep your child safe from everything. Your child may get a little bruised, may get a little hurt, may get a broken bone, but what you learn is that you are not able to protect your child from everything and keep them safe from everything. It was an accident, but as a parent, you'll feel bad because you feel like you were able to avoid that and you did not. Now those feelings are natural. What's important for you to learn is how you deal with the feelings. Now the goal for us is to learn from each experience and try to be reasonable about what you have control over, what is beyond your control. Now, it's not a good idea as parents to try and protect your child from experiencing the consequences of his actions. Now, look at it this way. How will your child learn from his mistakes if you take away the natural outcome of a poor choice he makes? If you take away the natural outcome of your child's poor choice, then they will never learn that this mistake actually brings negative consequences. And if I want to avoid this mistake, then I need to understand what these consequences are, and then I'll be able to avoid the mistake in future because my mind will be tuned and trained to avoid the mistake. You know, we as humans learn through trial and error. We try something, it fails, we get into trouble. Then we try the same thing or something else in another way. We misbehave, someone gets mad, so we stop. And if you as a parent are going to put up a fence around your child and you're going to try and fix everything for the child, then how is the child ever going to learn to do things differently the next time? And it's helpful to allow your child to struggle. Change happens out of struggle. In moments of accepting responsibility for our actions, that is when we realize and that is when we change. And so as parents, we have to help our kids through difficult times, but it's not our job to make sure that we bear all the burden on behalf of the children or that we protect them all the time. You need to let your child feel pain, feel disappointment, understand natural consequences of actions, and you can help the child by talking about how he can handle himself differently next time and teaching him good coping strategies of being able to handle the situation better. And you say, if you simply let your child know that you are there for him because you love him, you're giving the child one of the most important things that a parent can give, the assurance of love. And so that's the next point, that let your child experience the pain and discomfort of natural consequences. Let your child experience the pain and discomfort of natural consequences. And then the third point in the challenges or the hardest things that parents face is facing judgment, shame and blame from others. This is very difficult and we experience it quite a lot in our lives. If you have a child who acts out or engages in behavior that is seen in the public sphere as unsavory, for example, throwing a tantrum, shouting, disobeying you, being annoying and obnoxious, irritating people, then you, I'm sure, your friends have given you that look, and strangers have looked at you like that. You know, the look that says, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you doing something about your child's behavior? And as a parent, it will make you feel terrible. Then how can I allow my child to do this? Even if you know you are doing everything you can to raise your child the best you know how, the truth is people will probably judge you. It's human nature for people to judge you. If you are in the situation of people judging you, then it's natural that you worry about your child disappointing you, embarrassing you. You also worry about how others will react to your child's misbehavior and blame you. If your child is acting out and you are feeling judged by others, you need to stop and say to yourself, I can't read people's minds. If you try to imagine what other people are thinking, 95% of the time you're going to read something negative. Because whenever we are negative, we interpret people's perception of us as negative too. In these situations, we don't need to read people's minds in search of hope. We read them in search of criticism, especially when something is going wrong. So when you feel yourself trying to guess what your neighbor, your mother-in-law, your friends are thinking, just tell yourself, let them do whatever they need to do. I am not a mind reader. I don't know what they are thinking. And, you know, go into privacy and protect yourself. Otherwise, you are just going to be thinking negatively all the time. You know, you have that in mind like a broken record. This person hates me. This person hates me. This person is thinking bad of me. This person is thinking bad of me. You need to be able to leave out what people are thinking and saying. You need to focus on yourself and what Allah Ta'ala has given you and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed you with. Well, it's 19 minutes to 12. You're listening to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Al-Mashriq on Radio Islam International. Five of the hardest things to do as a parent. The first we said was parent the child you have, not the child you wish you had. Second, letting your child experience the pain and discomfort of natural consequences. Third, facing judgment, shame and blame from others. Fourth, I hate you, mom. So that's one of the hardest things. When your child is mean, rude or disrespectful, you know, there's words I hate, you can have the power to reduce any parent to tears or to anger and to make you feel like you have failed as a parent and wonder where you went wrong. And kids know that these words can paralyze a parent during a fight, and they use it as a tactic to get what they want. As hard as it is, try not to personalize your child's behavior. When you personalize things, it makes it very hard to be objective about how to respond to your child in the moment. A good thing to do when this happens is to stop, breathe, and instead of reacting, respond with, we are not talking about that right now, we're talking about the fact that you need to do your homework. And so, that is the easy approach, and then making sure that you don't overreact to it and deal with that later on. So, I hate you is one of the most tough things that you face as a parent. And then letting go, that is one of the toughest things as a parent. As your child grows into an adolescent, you are confronted with letting go. The child needs to take risks, and it's extremely important as a parent to be able to disconnect from your own emotional response to your child's misbehavior. As parents, when our kids get older, we need to pull back, and we need to become coaches and teachers. Still love our children, but we have to give them space to learn. The reality is we cannot protect our children from everything bad that might happen to them, or from the poor choices that they may make in their lives. You can help them learn from bad situations, and your child may not thank you for allowing them to struggle and suffer, but the next time your child faces a situation like that, your child is going to be successful and may thank you later on when they are an adult. As a parent, it's difficult for you to figure out what's right, the truth, and there isn't really a right all the time. It's important for you to accept that there are choices to make, and choices come with anxiety. You are doing your best you can, and you're making the best choices possible. More important than trying to be a perfect parent is to be a good enough parent. You need to be able to take care of your child and try your best. Hard situations are part of life. From the hard situations in our life, we learn, we grow, and we can support our children through difficult times. Not only in childhood, not only in adolescence, but remember that you're going to be a parent forever. Your role continues to change over time, but you're going to be a parent to their child until the day you leave this world. And so there's numerous challenges that your child is going to face. You need to be able to be there to support them, inshallah, Aziz. Well, it brings us to the end of our parenting segment today and the end of the program. Shukran Jazilan for listening. Shukran to my studio operator, Brother Muhammad Salim. And inshallah, Aziz, we will be back with you tomorrow on Al-Mashriq from 11 to 12. And we'll be speaking to Maulana Yahya Bam, inshallah. Stay tuned. From Junaid Jassat, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.